Emotive and friendly.
Friendly but serious. Guidelines. Maintain flow, keep core info, add transitions, keep turns concise. 2. Analyze the content. Topic. Launch of Realment, real-world assets, RWAs, tokenization, democratizing finance, retail investors versus. Institutions, data transparency, security, TradFi / DeFi convergence. Key points, crypto moving from speculation to utility, RWAs. Realment launches today to make assets accessible to retail. RWAs equals real estate, bonds, art, etc. Tokenization equals fractional ownership. Traditional barriers, paperwork, high capital, liquidity. Realment solves, complexity, transparency, data-driven. Importance of trust and security, auditing, custody. Future, stability, inclusivity, bridging physical, virtual. 3. Drafting strategy, conversational flow. Intro. Speaker 1 sets the scene with enthusiasm about the shift. Speaker 2 acknowledges the launch seriously. Defining RWAs. Speaker 1 explains what they are. Speaker 2 clarifies tokenization mechanics. Problem solution. Speaker 1 highlights the barriers, elitism. Speaker 2 explains Realment's specific solution, data, transparency. Trust security. Speaker 1 emphasizes trust. Speaker 2 reinforces security and auditing. Conclusion. Speaker 1 looks to the future. Speaker 2 wraps up with the broader impact. 4. Adapting tone, Speaker 1 needs to sound warmer, more excited, using phrases like "isn't that exciting?" Think about it, what a shift. Speaker 2 needs to sound grounded, professional, but approachable, using phrases like "that's exactly right." We need to look at, the reality is. 5. Drafting step-by-step conversion. Segment 1, Intro, S1. The crypto ecosystem is transitioning. We're seeing a huge shift happening right now. S2, Realment officially launches. Today marks a real milestone. S1, democratizing finance. It's all about bringing people in. S2, define RWAs. Let's break it down. Segment 2, the mechanics. S1, tangible items. It's not just code, it's actual stuff. S2, tokenization involves. That's the digital representation. S1, fractional ownership. Imagine buying a slice. S2, instead of entire building. Exactly, pooling resources. Segment 3, barriers and solution. S1, traditional RWAs excluded retail. But let's be honest, it used to be a club. S2, Realment aims to solve. They're tackling the high barriers head-on. S1, barrier to entry maze. Paperwork and minimums used to block everyone. S2, investing often required institutions. And capital requirements were massive. Segment 4, data and transparency. S1, this exclusivity created two-tier. It really left average folks behind. S2, while crypto introduced tokens. But early attempts had flaws. S1, determining value difficult. No one knew what they were holding. S2, Realment addresses this. That's where their data-driven platform shines. Segment 5, trust and security. S1, Realment's approach is intelligence. It's smart investing, not gambling. S2, data-driven platform implies. Users need verified info. S1, in the RWA sector. Transparency is key. S2, by integrating these data points. They make risk evaluation clear. Segment 6, conclusion. S1, it translates institutional info. Making the complex simple. S2, shift to transparent investments. Trust is everything. S1, when users understand. Knowledge invites participation. S2, launch signals maturation. This is the next big step. S1, integration between TradFi / DeFi. Stability through real assets. S2. Retail investors play vital role. More liquidity, better efficiency. S1. Lowering barrier distributes risk. Wealth shouldn't be concentrated. S2. Security is another pillar. Trust is the currency. S1. Looking ahead. A new chapter for finance. S2. Focus shifts to adoption. Building that community trust. S1. Success depends on innovation. Regulatory clarity is vital. S2. For those interested. Here's your future of finance. 6. Refining and polishing. Ensure natural transitions between speakers. Check word counts per turn. Keep them conversational, not monologue-like. Ensure speaker 1 sounds emotive, wow, you know, exciting, and speaker 2 sounds serious but friendly, crucial, important, reality. Self-correction. Make sure not to just paste the original text. Rewrite sentences to sound like spoken dialogue. Add fillers like so, now, you see. Self-correction during drafting. Wait, the prompt says output only the script content. I need to make sure I don't add any meta-text. I need to merge the provided points into a cohesive flow. The provided text is already somewhat conversational, but needs more punch based on the tone instructions. Revised plan. I will take the provided points and weave them into the dialogue, ensuring the tone constraints are met. I will expand slightly on the transitions to make it flow better as a podcast. Tone check, S1, isn't it fascinating? Imagine that, it means so much. S2, we have to consider the challenge is, the goal is, let's write it. Drafting mentally, S1, so the ecosystem is shifting. S2, exactly, and today Realmint launches. S1, it's a pivotal step. S2, let's define RWAs. S1, real estate bonds. S2, tokenized on blockchain. S1, fractional ownership. S2, you can buy a slice. S1, but historically excluded. S2, Realmint solves this. S1, it was a maze. S2, institutional brokers required. S1, two-tier system. S2, crypto tried to fix but challenges arose. S1, hard to determine value. S2, Realmint introduces smart platform. S1, defined by intelligence. S2, informed decisions. S1, data is critical. S2, evaluate risks accurately. S1, translates institutional info. S2, crucial for trust. S1, participation increases. S2, broader trend. S1, integration expected to increase. S2, convergence essential. S1, less volatile market. S2, vital role for retail. S1, distributes risk. S2, security pillar. S1, trust is currency. S2, prioritize data integrity. S1, rigorous auditing. S2, only viable option without legal teams. S1, new chapter. S2, blockchain must serve real economy. S1, positions at forefront. S2, focus on adoption. S1, success depends on innovation. S2, compelling look at future. Refining for tone. S1 needs more emotion. Wow, think about it. This is huge. S2 needs to be serious. We must acknowledge the reality is, the key is, final polish, ensure no markdown headers other than the speaker tags. Wait, one more check. The prompt says output only the script content. I must not include any intro text like here is the script. Wait, looking at the input. The input has specific content blocks. I should use those blocks but transform them into dialogue. I shouldn't just concatenate them. I need to make it flow. Let's execute. Wait, I need to make sure I don't lose information. Okay, I will integrate the specific points provided while adjusting the voice. Wait, one detail. Speaker 1 instruction, speak in an emotive and friendly tone. Speaker 2 instruction, speak in a friendly but serious tone. I will apply this strictly. Final check on constraints, output only the script content. Maintain the alternating speaker format. Keep each speaker's turn concise and engaging. Okay, ready to generate, CS/think.
So the cryptocurrency ecosystem is truly shifting right now. We're moving away from just speculative tokens and moving toward tangible utility. Real-world assets, or RWAs, are the main driver of this change. Isn't that exciting?
It certainly is. And that's exactly why Relmint officially launches today. Their mission is very specific: to make these assets accessible to everyday retail investors.
It really is. This development represents a pivotal step in democratizing finance. It effectively bridges the gap between traditional economies and the decentralized web.
That's a big deal. To understand the opportunity, we first have to define RWAs clearly.
Yes. These assets encompass tangible items like real estate, commodities, treasury bonds, and even fine art.
Tokenization is how we handle this. It involves representing these physical items digitally on a blockchain.
And the primary benefit? Fractional ownership.
Exactly. Instead of requiring an individual to purchase an entire commercial building, they can invest small amounts into a pool of assets that collectively own the property.
But let's be honest, though. Traditional RWAs have historically excluded retail investors due to high minimum investment thresholds, complex legal frameworks, and liquidity issues.
That's the hurdle. Relmint aims to solve these specific pain points, making retail participation practical rather than just theoretical.
You're right. The barrier to entry for retail investors has traditionally been a maze of paperwork, high capital requirements, and limited liquidity.
Investing in bonds or property often required institutional brokers or capital far exceeding individual savings.
This exclusivity created a two-tier system where wealth creation was reserved for institutions and the ultra-wealthy.
While the crypto space introduced tokenized assets to fix this, new challenges arose, including fragmented liquidity, complex custody solutions, and a lack of standardized data.
And determining the underlying value of an asset became difficult without transparent reporting.
Relmint addresses this by introducing a smarter, data-driven platform that strips away complexity while maintaining blockchain security and transparency.
Relmint's approach is defined by intelligence.
A data-driven platform implies that users make informed decisions based on verified information rather than speculation.
In the RWA sector, data is critical, covering asset performance, regulatory compliance, and custody security.
By integrating these data points into the user interface, Relmint allows retail investors to evaluate risks accurately.
It translates institutional-grade information into an understandable format for retail users.
This shift from opaque asset pools to transparent, data-backed investments is crucial for growing trust in the sector.
When users understand what they are buying, participation increases.
The launch of Relmint signals a broader trend, the maturation of real-world asset tokenization.
As technology improves and platforms like Relmint emerge, integration between traditional finance and decentralized finance is expected to increase.
This convergence is essential for crypto ecosystem stability.
When RWAs provide yields backed by tangible assets, the market becomes less volatile and more resilient.
Retail investors play a vital role. Their participation increases liquidity and market efficiency.
Lowering the barrier to entry distributes risk more evenly across the population, reducing wealth concentration in large funds and allowing individuals to participate in the global economy via digital means.
Security is another pillar of Relmant's value proposition.
Trust is the currency of any financial venture.
A platform prioritizing data integrity ensures users know assets are backed by real-world value.
This involves rigorous auditing of underlying assets and maintaining a clear chain of custody on the blockchain.
For retail investors without legal teams to navigate disputes, a secure and transparent platform is the only viable option.
Looking ahead, the launch marks a new chapter for the intersection of finance and technology.
It acknowledges that blockchain must serve the real economy to succeed.
By focusing on retail investor needs and providing necessary tools to navigate RWAs, Relmant positions itself at the forefront of this evolution.
As the platform goes live, focus shifts to user adoption and building community trust.
Success will depend on continued innovation, regulatory clarity, and an unwavering commitment to transparency.
For those interested in the future of finance, Relmant offers a compelling look at how digital assets bridge the gap between physical and virtual worlds, creating a more inclusive financial system for everyone.